Hi there, Kalmassi here, coach, strategist and author of 5 books, and welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I'm looking out over my balcony and it is a beautiful day here, though a little bit toasty warm, but you get that. I hope it's gorgeous wherever you are. So with the podcast series, what I've decided over the course of 2022, and I've done this periodically, is do a guided meditation. So I'm going to do one guided meditation per month as part of the series, because I want to do the deep inner work. I've done so much work over the last 14 years, coaching and therapy work. When we change things from the inside, when we start communicating to the innate intelligence of our body, when we bypass, the critical bypass of our mind, which says what is or isn't possible, and we get into the deeper realm of the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is, managing trillions of things in the body at every second. So there's this innate intelligence, and sometimes we just need to get out of our own way in our head and let the body do what it knows how best to do. So the guided meditation I'm going to get you to listen into today is a guided meditation on going deeper into your heart so you can tap into the deeper inner wisdom, and we need to get quiet and go inwards to access that. Now, this is a recording of a guided meditation I recently did as the last call in the group session, Become a Natural Superhuman. So this is part of becoming a natural superhuman, tapping into the heart and actually getting a clearer sense about who and what you are and what it is you want from this glorious, miraculous life of yours. When I do a podcast, a guided meditation, I just finish at the end so you don't hear any blah, blah from me at the end, which means before you do start the meditation, I might do a little bit of blah, blah, let you know what I've got going on. So in March, I'm running the Become a Natural Superhuman group coaching program. You can do that self-paced anytime you like. Just go into links down below in the show notes. We'll give you details there. I'm also opening myself up for the opportunity to work with up to 8 superhumans for 9 months. We go deeper, and it's more aimed at people that are looking at going into business, taking their business next level. Maybe they want to get into coaching, maybe they want to expand their coaching business. So for 9 months, I support you with one-on-one work, plus there's the group work, and I teach you everything that I've learned over 52 years. We go into some awesome yogic practices, lots of different stuff there. But just click on the link below if that's of any interest to you, or if you think of anyone that might be interested, check the details out, then pass it on. I'd be very, very grateful. Now, with this guided meditation, we start off by doing a few deep breaths, and the breaths are breathing in and then an audible sigh. So it's going to start off like that. So slightly different from how I do a lot of my guided meditations, but you'll get the same effect. So have an absolutely fantastic meditation. Enjoy going inwards and connecting with and tuning with this beautiful heart of yours. So wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day. Enjoy this meditation and take care. Stomach's extended for that big breath. In again. One more breath in. Audible sigh. Now, taking it down as that last breath and sigh leaves your body, closing your eyes down, taking your attention in, connecting to this sacred breath coming into you, connecting to this sacred body of yours. It's got trillions of cells, 40 to 70 trillion cells, something like 100 trillion microorganisms, about a kilogram's worth of microorganisms. And there's a symbiotic relationship between the bit that is us and the bit that's a microorganism. So, we're in this game of nature. We are nature. We are part of nature. And we've got this nature happening inside our body. So realizing that there's so much stuff, so much communication, so much integration happening within our bodies, and the more we can relax ourselves into it and allow our body and our body's intelligence It's been built up over millions of years, like to come back into harmony. And one of the ways we bring ourselves back into harmony is we connect to our breath. So just paying attention to your breath. First at the nostrils, coming in and out. So just paying attention to the breath as it enters your body and as it leaves your body. And moving on from that subtle movement, I want you to pay a little bit more attention to the stomach and the expansion of the stomach on the in-breath, and on the out-breath, the stomach contracts back towards the spine. And as you're allowing your diaphragm to work more effectively, you're going to draw more oxygen into your lungs, more energy for the body, more prana, more chi, more life force. You're also going to physiologically massage those internal organs. And we just talked about the stomach and what's happening in the stomach affecting our mood. So if I can bring a little bit more harmony, a little bit more settledness into our stomach, we can actually shift and change what's happening at a mood level. Our breath, again, is influencing the sympathetic nervous system, so allowing our body to relax. And as we go into that conversation about the body relaxing, I want you to take your attention up to your forehead and relax your forehead. And now relaxing your eyes, nothing to see. Relaxing your cheeks. Taking attention to your jaws, relaxing the jaws. Maybe the teeth are just slightly apart. And that sense of relaxation in the jaws carries down through the throat as well. Feeling your throat relax. Taking attention back up to your scalp. So feeling your back of your head relaxing. And as the back of the head relaxes, you might feel a little bit more relaxation. Sense or notice it at the back of your neck as well. Maybe as that relaxes, you find yourself coming into a little bit more spinal alignment, sitting a little bit more comfortably, not leaning forward or back. And as that relaxation continues down from the neck, it sort of reaches down to the shoulders, and feel your shoulders relaxing even more. And even more, let them go a little bit more. Taking any weight off your shoulders in this eternal present moment, nothing to carry. Letting that sense of relaxation wash down your arms, relaxing your upper arms, feeling your elbows relaxed, right in at the joints, no movement. Relaxing the forearms, relaxing the wrists, hands, fingers, not holding on to anything, not grasping anything. Completely relaxed. Taking your attention to your chest, relaxing your chest region. And as you relax that chest region, maybe you're a little bit more conscious of the breath, creating a little bit of expansion of that chest cavity. Again, supporting this drawing in of more oxygen. And this harmonizing the heartbeat. Relaxing solar plexus, upper stomach, or upper abdomen, lower abdomen, relaxing it even more. So breath softly with the use of the diaphragm, drawing in and out of your body. And now taking your attention back up to the top of your back, upper back, relaxing your upper back, back of your shoulders, middle of the upper back, relaxing that. Relaxing your middle back. And again, that might increase the expansion that's possible in that chest cavity, bringing more air into your body, more vitality. Relaxing the lower back and letting that relaxation of the lower back allow you to sit more deeply, more fully, more stably. Relaxing your hips. Feeling in perfect balance.
relaxing your pelvis, taking your attention to your upper thighs, the front and back, relaxing both. Feeling your knees relaxed. Relaxing your shins, calves. Feeling your ankles relax, feet, all the way down to the toes, soles of the feet, completely relaxed. And as you breathe in deeply into your body, feeling your entire body relaxed, at peace, knowing the more relaxed your body is, the more this communication relationship between the physical cells of your body, all of these microorganisms within your body, each doing the functions they're designed for with their own innate intelligence. Your job as the leader of your body is to create the environment that is conducive to the success of the team. And now as you feel your body in this deep state of relaxation, allow it to relax even more and even more. Truly sink into it. And as your body sinks in even more to this, take your attention to your heart center. When you take your attention to the heart center, take your attention to the space that heart center occupies in space. And imagine going deeper and deeper still into that heart center, that space that the heart center occupies. And imagine as you go into that space, that you're going into a space of deep level of calm, but a deep level of wisdom. And there's wisdom at this level that can create self-healing for your body. Be reminded of the wisdom that exists within you. And as you connect to that wisdom of your heart center, and you bring more coherence into that heart center, that heart center influences every organ in your body, creates harmony at a brain level, reorganizes at an autonomic nervous system level, and truly does create the possibility for self-healing. Going into that deeper and deeper place of your heart center, wisdom exists within that space to upsteer you towards things that are life-affirming for you, or to deviate you from things that are not so. Now that wisdom exists within you, the heart of your superhumanness. And maybe as you sit within that heart center, your attention, fixed but expansive within that place and space. Maybe you find some answers there to questions you've had on your mind. And as you've asked them at your heart center, you tap into a deeper level of wisdom. Whatever you sense, see, hear, feel, taking that with you. And now as you bring yourself from your heart center back into the rest of your body, connecting to that breath again and deepening the breath, maybe feeling a greater amount of expansion of the stomach as you draw more air into your lungs, activating that diaphragm, powering up your body, increasing vitality. And with the next few breaths, the last few breaths we'll take, imagine you're breathing in all that you need for your body. Vitality, vibrancy, oxygen, chi, prana, life. Information. And as you're breathing out, you're letting go of anything you no longer need, that you've evolved beyond. And I want you to just take another three conscious, affirming breaths, intentional. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.